you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What is it really going to take to heal ourselves, our communities, and our planet? I'm Alicia Silverstone, and this is The Real Heal.
Many of us were taught to think, if I get sick, I can just go to the doctors, get some medicine, and I'll feel better. But what if you could do something to stop yourself from getting sick in the first place? What if we find ways to give our bodies the natural medicine that it needs? In this episode, I talked to Dr. Angie Sadeghi, a board-certified gastroenterologist who is a diplomat of the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Gastroenterology. So without further ado, let's get into The Real Heal. Hi, Dr. Angie. I am so excited to have you here and have this conversation that we're about to have. I'm very inspired by your journey. So thank you for being here.
It's my absolute pleasure, Alicia. I grew up watching your movies, and I think you're just a brilliant, beautiful soul, beautiful inside and out. And it's such a pleasure to be talking to you today. And it's quite surreal, but here I am. I thank you for choosing me on this show.
Oh, thank you. Can you please describe who you are to our listeners?
Yes. So I am a plant-based gastroenterologist I am mom to a 14-year-old boy named Bijan. We live in Orange County, California. My practice is in Newport Beach, California. And I try to just basically do my thing, but it's kind of a beautiful thing because as a physician, I've realized that I can help so many people with their health through this plant-based eating. So I have integrated my nutrition and lifestyle into this practice of gastroenterology. And so it's kind of an exciting thing I have going on here. And I'm really happy to share my knowledge with the listeners today.
Thank you. Okay. So why don't you just first explain what is gastroenterology? And that's all gut health, but how do you explain it?
Yeah. So the GI tract is starts from the mouth and ends with the anus. So mouth to anus. We have several digestive organs, including the liver and the pancreas. So the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small bowel, the pancreas, the liver, and the colon. And all of that is basically the gastrointestinal system.
I can't wait to get to the plant-based stuff, of course. I'm dying to talk to you about that. But I'm curious about what it was like doing your job prior to understanding plant-based nutrition. You know, the patients that came in, what were you dealing with? And then how did you treat them? And then crossing over to how it's so different now.
Yes. Yeah, so I became a vegan 7 years ago. And before that, I was a board-certified gastroenterologist and internist, but I didn't really realize how much literature is out there in regards to the importance of gut health and in regards to disease prevention in an association with nutrition. I had no idea. I mean, people ask me, like, did you go vegan because you studied medicine and you learned all this nutrition in school and figure out how important it is? They're always shocked to hear my answer. No, I'm an ethical vegan. And what happened is when I chose to become a vegan, because of the animals, I looked into the literature and realized that the health benefits are there. It's just not emphasized upon. So I realized how hopefully powerful I can be in the clinic setting if I could prevent disease and focus on disease prevention. We all need to, at some point, seek Western medicine, and it does miraculous things. You know, if you have something wrong, you go to the hospital. If you have a cancer, we can cut it out. You can get chemo. If you have a GI bleeding, we can go in there and cauterize the bleed and clip it and stop the bleeding. But the focus should be prevention, right? So we help our patients in the clinic setting before they get hospitalized, before they have the need of having all these procedures and surgeries done. So it all started clicking, and I realized how important lifestyle is in prevention, and in particular, nutrition. When I go to the hospital to round, I realize that 9 out of 10 diseases I am dealing with could have been prevented with lifestyle. If patients would eat a plant-based diet, if patients stopped smoking and drinking excessive amounts of alcohol, just right there, and maybe working out 3 times a week, just right there, you could eliminate 99% of diseases I see in the hospital.
Thank you. I imagine, I'm so excited imagining you in your office with your 10 or 15 patients a day. And if they come in and say, this is what's happening, and then you start, let's say 7 years ago, you maybe wouldn't have talked to them about the prevention, right? You would just go straight to treatment. And so now I'm imagining you sitting there going, okay, here's what we can do. Before we do this, this, and this, you have a chance to fix this. We can change your diet. You can start exercising. You can stop doing this and that. And if you're with me, we can stop you from having this surgery or this medication, right? And then the question is, how many of them listen to you?
I would say the majority of patients make changes. I don't think that, for example, if I'm seeing 100 patients, I would rather see 90 of them make changes than 10 of them go 100% plant-based.
Yes.
When I first started, I was very gung-ho about like turning every single one of my patients vegan. I've realized it's just a little bit too unrealistic, and people have to get there on their own terms. I am now a little bit softer with a softer approach, and I try to just explain the science and give them time, and it will come. It's just, you just have to plant the seeds.
Yes, I love everything you just said. And planting the seeds. So have you had the experience, I'm sure you have, of patients coming in and being so vulnerable with where they are in their health and really looking to you, and then you get them on the plant-based diet or 80% there or 90%, whatever, and they see changes and then they're healed and you get to have that amazing experience?
Yes. So over 60% of the population is lactose intolerant. So one of the things I see is when people come in with severe diarrhea, uncomfortable bloating and gas and altered bowel habits, kind of like IBS symptoms, one of the most miraculous things that happens in a GI clinic is when they come in and you ask them to stop consuming dairy and they come back and they think you're a genius and that you're such a good doctor. It's sad that they had never heard it from anyone else, but they're like, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. I mean, that's literally what I do, Alicia. Like, first visit, people with gas, bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, I test for two things. Lactose intolerance, which basically, it's the easiest way to do it, is abstinence. Go for 1 month without consuming any dairy products. And I say, read the labels, because dairy is obviously a subsidized food and it's a cheap filler. I ask them to meticulously read labels and avoid the dairy for a whole month. And they come back. Oh, and I check for celiac disease because that's one of the other reasons people get bloated. So they come back and, you know, they're like, wow, I stopped eating dairy and I'm feeling so much better. This is fantastic. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. A lot of people are vulnerable because they're suffering.
Yeah.
They're having GI problems, they're having discomfort and irritable bowel syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux. And so people are vulnerable and they're willing to listen. People do get fooled into eating more meat if they're having diarrhea because they assume that fiber causes diarrhea, but it's actually not true. Fiber bulks the stool. It's the most natural product you could consume too. If you're actually having diarrhea, it bulks your stool. And if you're having constipation, it helps alleviate the hard stools. So here we are having a poop conversation, right? Lovely.
Best ones.
Anyhow, it's very important to improve your diet when you're having these types of problems by eating more plants and getting that fiber in your diet. They do incorporate more plants in their diet. And sometimes I get my dietitians to help because whereas I'm good at saying, eat more plants, I'm not good at giving them a script of, here's what you need to eat. I get my dietitians involved and we make changes. We help them incorporate more plants. And another really awesome thing I wanted to talk about is it's not just helping the GI tract, is it? I mean, if you asked some of my cardiology friends, they would tell you that actually there is so much research out there, more than gastrointestinal research. There is so much cardiovascular research out there in how Mediterranean diets, plant-based diets can prevent heart disease. So I feel like secretly I could be a cardiologist because I'm kidding, but I'm helping them with their GI tract, but they're also preventing cancers everywhere else, heart disease, which is the number one killer in the US. So anyway, it's just all around good.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, it's Annie, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I think it's also really interesting and brave that you put plant-based on your door. I didn't realize that you were advertising it as, what's the practice called?
Institute of Plant-Based Medicine.
Yeah, so I was thinking you were sort of getting somebody in there saying, oh, I have these problems. And then, but now they already know when they walk in what they're going to, so.
Oh, yes. It's all over my website. It's all over everything because, and people are very curious. I mean, I have about 50% of my patients were my patients before I changed the name.
Okay.
It used to be Angie City MD Inc. And now it's Instapamus Medicine. So a lot of them new, but the new patients come to me and they ask me, what does this name mean? And explain to me. And then I'm like, I'm glad you asked because we need to talk about nutrition.
But that's so wonderful that they're willing to come. You must be referred to people or somehow they're arriving at your door, and to not be turned away because of that is a really, really beautiful thing.
It is. So funny thing, a couple of people thought we sell marijuana. But oops. It's really cool that the words plant-based need to be incorporated into everyday life and people have to know what that is. And so I was, yes, a little brave because I had to make a decision to name it that and hopefully not deter people. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, but who's there for people who want to go plant-based and they want a plant-based? Like, I'd say about 50% of people who are like looking online, it actually attracts them because they're like, oh, she is incorporating nutrition. And so, you know, a lot of times in order to be innovative in your field, in order to revolutionize your field, you have to take a little risk and you have to be brave, right? Yeah. And I have my idols. I watch them and how they run their practices and businesses. And they had original ideas and they weren't afraid of it. And that's how I see it. It might turn off a few people, but no business can be all to everyone.
Yes.
And I realize that. And I just want to touch the lives of people who are interested. And that's a fantastic opportunity and I'll take it.
That's beautiful. I wanted to just mention, you had said earlier something about this and it's always boggled my mind. And I think many people have no idea that most doctors have no nutrition experience at all. That there's a 2-week optional course in medical school for nutrition. And I don't think people understand how insane that is. That what you do with your fork 3 times a day is the most powerful thing you're going to do to your body. There's nothing more intrusive. You're giving your body fuel or you're giving it, you know, toxins. And for doctors to not have that in their repertoire, to not understand the body holistically and look at a body and say, what caused this? Oh, it's the food you eat every day. Got it. If they don't understand that, which they don't, and they're just looking at you going, oh, you have cancer. Great. You can try this medication. We can do this operation. We can do this thing. You know, not for cancer, but for all of the things. They're not looking at the body in a holistic way to say, what is causing this? They're just looking at how do I stop those symptoms? And stopping those symptoms just leads to other symptoms and other symptoms and other symptoms.
So true.
And so I just wanted you to speak to that because you're one of the rare. I mean, luckily they're being born everywhere. There are more and more people are waking up to this. But I don't think most people understand that for reals, your doctor doesn't, you know more about food probably than your doctor, unless it's you.
Yeah, it's so funny because even that very limited nutrition that they offer in medical school, I skipped every class because I was like, oh my God, like, why do I have to know this? Like, I didn't, I skipped every class. I was like, this is so silly. I'm going to be a doctor. I don't care about this. And I like literally was like, oh, I was like, teach me more pharmacology and microbiology and anatomy and this garbage. Oh my God. And it's so weird. Don't ever say anything like that because it comes back at you and like, it's a, like an avalanche. It's like, oh my God, the one class that I should have paid the most attention in. And it's like, the funny thing is that I am now more interested in all of that than the other stuff, you know? You start being diagnosed. And by the way, you can cruise through your 40s and not have problems. But let me tell you, as a doctor, if you're not watching what you're doing, when you're 55, things are going to break down. I don't care who you are. If you're not watching your diets, if you're not exercising, if you're drinking too heavily, if you're smoking, bad things are going to happen. And then people tell you, well, my great-grandfather lived to be 90 and he smoked. Yes, there are outliers, but don't live by that because it's like statistically speaking, you're going to be in trouble. And like you said, you know, you hit your 50s and 60s, it starts with chest pain and like coronary disease. And then suddenly you're something called claudication. You're walking and you're not getting good circulation, erectile dysfunction, can't breathe. Then suddenly your legs swell up and bad things keep happening. And then you go to the cardiologist and you're taking the aspirin and the blood thinners, et cetera, et cetera. And then you start having a GI bleed, of course, right? Then we fix the GI bleed and we put you on some other medicines.
Because of
and
the
then
medication
on,
they gave you, right?
Yeah, it happens all the time. And I'm not suggesting that you don't listen and not take the medications because you could die, but I'm just saying that it leads to other problems. And then you take other stuff and then one day you wake up and you're on 15 medicines and the side effects of medicines can be bad too. I'm not dissing medical care, not saying it's bad to take medications, but I'm just saying if you're not taking care of yourself, then you will have to. And then it becomes a continuous thing and it builds up. Things get layered and more complicated and you develop more and more diseases and more side effects. So I am hoping that people who are watching and listening know that what they do on a daily basis as far as lifestyle can prevent some of the complications in the old age. Not old, I mean, 65 is not old. And a lot of people tell me, well, I would rather live my life than have to like eat healthy all the time. And, you know, I just want to live my life. Well, and I always tell them, listen, I wish that I could take you to the hospital with me one day. And so you could round with me to see that these people are not living their life. They're living 10, 20 years of misery in and out of the hospital, getting dialysis, getting their hearts stented on the surgery table all the time, getting scoped and this and that. And it's just not living. It's surviving. And it's no fun. All I'm saying is you could prevent so many of these diseases by just putting more plants on your table. That's it.
Yes, it's really, really simple. It's hard for people to imagine, I think, but when you've experienced it, it's so simple and it's so miraculous. There's a quote just to sum up what you said really beautifully, but you kind of just said it. But you said, "I want to leave a legacy of a doctor who prevented disease in her patients using the mastery of combining integrative medicine, Western and Eastern medicine, rather than simply using pharmaceuticals." So you've said that beautifully.
Thank you.
You've also said what you kind of already said again, but you said it beautifully. "Almost every single disease I diagnose and treat in the clinic has something to do with diet. You were given certain genetics." I love this. "But genetics load the gun and nutrition pulls the trigger. There's not even one single disease I can think of as far as the gastrointestinal tract is concerned that doesn't have something to do with nutrition."
I think that is so important. And I think Dr. Esselstyn had, I think he's the one who first said that genetics loads the gun and nutrition pulls the trigger. I really believe in that. And by the way, if you are listening and you have some kind of a disease, don't feel bad or guilty that you did something wrong. Things can happen. Like, there are a lot of genetic diseases that we have no control over. But I just want people to know that it's a very small percentage of disease that's directly related to genetics, environmental causes. And by saying environmental causes, just remember nutrition is a huge part of it, are the most common cause of chronic diseases like diabetes, like hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and heart disease and gastrointestinal disorders. And like, a lot of people are like, "Well, I mean, I know a vegan who had cancer." Well, yeah, it's like anyone at any time could develop a disease. But what you have to remember is most of the data is showing that eating a plant-based diet can prevent so many diseases, and there are outliers. I feel so responsible, Alicia. Do you ever think about this? Like I always get all my screening tests, and I'm always careful because, you know, when you're devout vegan and you promote it, God forbid something happens, people are like, "Oh, well, she was vegan."
I know.
I want to mention that even if I one day die of a certain disease, I still want to say that it's not about me. It's not about this one person. It's about, if you review the science and if you review the data, eating a plant-based diet is essential in keeping a healthy
yes.
body.
I think it's really important what you're saying. I think that there are many, I mean, if I think about the examples in my life of people who had leukemia, lupus, cancer, heart problems, someone who had, you know, was 200 pounds overweight, the people that I have encountered on my healing journey who have changed their lives, that those numbers far outweigh the one or two people that you hear who happen to maybe be sort of vegetarian who also died. They do exist. But when you see the amount of healing that occurs through this lifestyle, and then you just have to look at the stats. I mean, in The Kind Diet, the book I wrote, I just pulled all the Harvard medical stats. And at that time, the current medical journals were, you don't have to look far to see how much a plant-based diet benefits everything from A to Z. So if you're looking statistically, if we're looking at data, you're going to find the one or two that are not going to benefit. But the massive amounts of numbers that are benefiting are so extraordinary that you can't ignore it.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm trying to think if there's any big myths that I'm specifically thinking about paleo diet and the keto. Is it the keto diet? Keto, that people love to say really helps. And I mean, it definitely helps with losing weight because you're restricting your calories. But in terms of being actually a healthy thing, do you have any brilliant information that you can share for people about why those are not healing and healthy?
Yeah, I mean, Alicia, when the carnivore diet came out, I laughed. I was like, that's never going to take.
I never heard about that one. When did that happen?
Oh, yeah. There is this crazy carnivore diet where these people eat like only meat. And I was like, well, it's obvious that people will know that they become vitamin deficient and it's fiber deficient and they'll be ill. But sure enough, it has taken off. So there are a lot of fad diets. And I think it initially starts because you're right. It takes off because any diet you do that restricts calories, you can lose weight. So, and everyone's trying to lose weight. So they try it and, you know, they can drop a few pounds, but they don't realize that if they continue eating that way, it can be detrimental. So I see it all the time, people going keto, people going, you know, cutting out carbs, which it's fine if you're cutting out refined sugar, but it's really important to understand that fiber is pretty essential for your gut health. And you shouldn't cut out fiber-rich foods like beans. A lot of people think that they should cut out beans and fruits, which makes no sense. But making a blanket statement, cut out carbs, which happens all the time, right, leads people to thinking that they shouldn't eat fruits. And if you read the literature, actually, people who eat a plant-based diet are usually have a healthier weight. And you can probably lose more weight if you do a whole food plant-based diet rather than cutting out these awesome foods like fruits and vegetables. So to be honest with you, it's just very difficult to teach people not to fall for these fad diets because they read a book or they follow someone they admire on Instagram, yeah, right? And suddenly you have to undo or help them unlearn what they've learned. So fiber is pretty essential for the gut, right? So in the old days, I remember when the Atkins diet came out, I even tried it when I was a teenager and I was so unhealthy, Alicia. So I dropped a few pounds for my wedding, but I got dark circles under my eyes. I started getting back pains and I think I had kidney problems from the protein load I was eating. I was eating like crazy stuff, like really fattening stuff. And you know, I was probably consuming a ton of saturated fat, right? And saturated fat increases your cholesterol and causes heart disease. I remember I was listening to somebody talk about nutrition and they were pro-keto and they said that carbs are completely unnecessary. I mean, can you imagine someone saying that in a nutrition class that, you know, you don't even need carbs to survive? As long as you eat protein and fats, you should be fine. There's a study that came out that showed that if you don't eat fiber and you don't eat enough fiber, then the gut gets eroded and you're actually basically killing the gut mucosa and you're exposing yourself to disease and your gut can become damaged. So populational studies came out about the gut microbiome and how people who eat the majority plant-based diet have a healthier gut microbiome. And now we know the importance of gut microbiome, and there's so much to be learned about this still, but you know how important it is to eat fiber and feed these little guys the microbiome fiber because that's what they thrive off of. So more and more studies are coming out, and so it's pointing us to the direction of eating more plant-based.
I wanted to talk a little bit about how the gut is related to the mind, because if I eat sugar and then I stop eating sugar, the next few days I feel really agitated. And I wish I wasn't so sensitive, but it's because I'm clean. So my body reacts really intensely to these things. After going vegan, and then later I did do a big cleanse and it changed my whole being. I mean, it was like a whole nother layer of cleaning out because now I was just, my heart was so open, my mind was so clear, and there was a real balanced nature to my emotions. Everything was just balanced. And I do believe that the food that you eat, when you sit down to eat your plate of food, it can mess with your mood or it can make you feel really grounded, clear-minded, happy. Your food can make you happy. Chewing your brown rice can make you happy. And I don't think people understand the connection between what you eat and how it truly affects your, because your gut affects your brain. So can you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah. So as in regards to the brain-gut connection, it turns out that the brain and the spinal cord have the most nerves. The most nervous system lives in the brain and the spinal cord, and the gut is the second most innervated organ. So there are a lot of nerves and neurotransmitters that connect the brain, which sends a signal through these nerves and wires through the spinal cord into the gut. And there's connection going back. It's like, imagine train tracks that come from the brain into the gut and trains that go back to the gut, right? So it's all through molecules and neurotransmitters. And neurotransmitters are the signaling little molecules that take the signal from the gut into these nerves that take the signal back into the nervous system, into your spinal cord and the brain. So there's a huge connection, right? So it's no wonder that a lot of patients with irritable bowel syndrome have a history of depression and anxiety. I think about 60% of patients with IBS have some kind of depression and anxiety. And it's very important to know that these very important feel-good neurotransmitters, the majority of them are actually made in the gut. So for example, 90% of the serotonin, which is a very important neurotransmitter, is made by the gut cells. So the environment of the actual gut where signals are being sent back to the brain is very important. If you're keeping a healthy environment in your gut and promoting the production of feel-good molecules, then it's going to end up generally giving you a good feeling. And if you are nurturing your gut, eating the right foods that heals the gut, that helps the production of these feel-good neurotransmitters, you could very well improve your mental health. And so I always teach my patients this brain-gut connection and the importance of eating healthy. And we need more studies to study this. And it's not very easy to study, believe it or not. But I can tell you, lifestyle makes a huge difference. Just by, if you're drinking too much, if you stop drinking, which kills off the gut microbiome, if you stop smoking, and if you eat plant-based, it's a tremendous, I mean, it's just that tremendously changes your mood. And I have to say, I think it's all because of the connections that we have in our gut with our brain through these neurotransmitters that take the signal into the brain and back.
Well, thank you, Dr. Angie, for explaining that serotonin is made in the gut. I'm sure that that explains a lot for a lot of people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Angie, for this. I'm so happy speaking with you. I'm just so excited about everything you said and ever so grateful for what you're doing in the world and the love that you're spreading and the healing that you're spreading. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
To dig deeper into this episode's topic and resources, visit thekindlife.com. The Real Heal is an iHeartRadio production made in partnership with Frequency Media. I'm your host, Alicia Silverstone. From iHeartRadio, our managing producer is Lindsay Hoffman. From Frequency Media, Michelle Corey is our executive producer. Jordan Rizzieri is our producer. And Imani Leonard and Laura Boyman are our associate producers. Sydney Evans is our dialogue editor. And Claire Bidigari Curtis is our mixer and sound designer. This podcast is available on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever podcasts are found.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, it's Annie, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.